USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to remove Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. They were angry over some social media posts where she appeared to endorse the far-right conspiracy group QAnon.
I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
Congresswoman Greene said the controversial posts were made before she was elected to Congress. President Biden was at the State Department with a strong message.
America is back. America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
He said during his call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he made it clear that the days are over with the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, such as interfering in the elections. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Drug company Johnson & Johnson says it's asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is cheaper to make because it doesn't have to be kept at such low temperatures as the other vaccines. The Wisconsin Republican legislature repealed the governor's mandatory statewide mask order. Democratic Governor Tony Evers then immediately issued another one.
We know that as we work to get shots in the arm as quickly as we have vaccines available, no amount of vaccine in the world could bring back the lives we stand to lose if we have no statewide mitigation strategy in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in Wisconsin.
Evers said his priority is to keep people safe, and he said wearing a mask is the most basic way to do that. The lawmakers had argued that Governor Evers had exceeded his authority by extending the mask mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Voting technology company Smartmatic has filed a suit seeking $2.7 billion in damages against Fox News, some of their network hosts, and some attorneys of former President Trump. The defamation lawsuit was filed in New York State Supreme Court against Fox News Corporation and their hosts Lou Dobbs, Maria Bartiromo, and Jeanine Pirro, as well as then-President Trump's legal team, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. The CEO of Smartmatic told CNN that they had no choice. The lawsuit alleged that the defendants, disappointed that President Biden and Kamala Harris won the election, saw an opportunity to capitalize on President Trump's popularity by inventing a story. According to the suit, they needed a villain and someone to blame. They needed to have someone they could get to hate others, a story of good versus evil, the type that would incite an angry mob. They said it only works if the storyteller provides the audience with someone who personifies the evil. Without any true villain in the story, the defendants had to invent one, and they decided to make Smartmatic the villain in their story, according to the lawsuit. The New York State Bar Association opened a historic inquiry last month on removing Giuliani from its membership for repeating Trump's baseless claims of widespread election fraud at a rally of Trump supporters preceding the U.S. Capitol riot that left 5 dead, including Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.